It's one of those occasions where everyone remembers what they were doing when the news broke. At least I do. Together with hundreds of thousands of people across Czechoslovakia, I was at a compulsory May the 1st demonstration, standing outside in the rain which was bringing down radioactive iodine as the cloud had just hit this country. Dana Kuchtová is an anti-nuclear activist and now a deputy chairwoman of the Green Party.
Česká republika v roce 86 své obyvatelstvo o havárii Černobylu a o
The Czechoslovak authorities did not warn the citizens. As late as April the 30th, the state news agency issued a report that no increase in radiation had been monitored. 5 days later, another report said the non-existent radiation level was falling. Unlike in neighboring countries, people were not recommended to stay indoors, especially while it was raining.
Irena Malátová is from the National Radiation Protection Institute, which has concrete data on radiation levels in Czechoslovakia following the Chernobyl disaster.
It was measurable. However, the impact was just minor. These doses were relatively quite low, so it was not necessary to introduce any countermeasures for the protection of population. In spite of this, some countermeasures were introduced, but these countermeasures were of such a features that they didn't influence the normal life of people. For example, that it was recommended that the milking cow will be left in stables, not fed from pasture. Then the production of baby formula was transferred from one factory to the another one, because this first one was surrounded by pastures with higher contamination. So the activity of cesium 137 and 134 was higher in this place.
It was not only cesium that was monitored on Czechoslovak territory.
The most important, of course, was iodine 131, then cesium 137 and 134, also tellurium 132 and iodine 32 was measurable. We could measure also in the environment and people ruthenium 103. And there were some other radionuclides which we were able to measure in aerosols or in deposit on the ground, but their significance from the point of view of the doses to people was less than, for example, of the significance of iodine and cesium.
It is iodine 131 that has been blamed for the loss of several hundred male babies in Czechoslovakia. Dr. Miroslav Peterka from the Institute of Experimental Medicine in Prague believes that they were miscarried after their mothers were exposed to radioactive fallout during a specific period of pregnancy in which fetuses are particularly vulnerable to radiation exposure.
We think that critical period for radiation exposure is during third month of pregnancy. It means the most critical. This data about critical period as concerns during third months of pregnancy correlate with Japanese results after radiation after Nagasaki, Hiroshima.
During unrelated research, Dr. Peterka discovered a singular irregularity in the newborn sex ratio, which occurred in November 1986, 7 months after the disaster. In that month, fewer boys were born than girls, which had never occurred in the 50 years that records have been kept. Male fetuses are generally more vulnerable, and Dr. Peterka believes their loss can be blamed on the post-Chernobyl radiation. However, this hypothesis is disputed by some other experts who say no similar findings have been made elsewhere after Chernobyl, and also that doses here, some 1,100 kilometers away from Chernobyl, were very small compared to even natural radiation that everyone is exposed to in the environment. Today, there are two nuclear power plants in the Czech Republic, at Dukovany, which was built in the late 1980s, and at Temelín, both not far from the border with fiercely anti-nuclear Austria. It is the Temelín plant that has received most publicity, mainly because opponents to nuclear power say it is potentially unsafe, combining Soviet design and Western operating technologies. Dana Drábová is the chairwoman of the State Office for Nuclear Safety.
First of all, you have to have in mind that the Temelin reactors are of very different design from the Chernobyl ones. There is no graphite to be burned during accident. There is a pressure vessel containing the core of the reactor. There is no pressure vessel in reality in Chernobyl type reactor. There is a containment which in the case of some severe accident, it is of extremely low probability, but nevertheless there is this containment to isolate radioactive materials from the environment. And what concerns the combination of technologies, I can see it even as a benefit, because the original Soviet design of, say, mechanical or machinery parts of the power plant, like pressure vessel and so on, was very robust with very high safety margins. And what was added is a really state-of-the-art instrumentation and control system. And to add it, it's no problem in my opinion, because if you know the algorithm and you can tell the system what to do, there is really no problem.
It's been 20 years since the worst nuclear disaster in history. Dana Drábová of the State Office for Nuclear Safety says that however tragic the accident was, humankind has learned its lesson from Chernobyl. And she says it is all the more true for the international nuclear community.
There is quite a lot of various lessons. We can mention lessons concerning the design of nuclear power plants, the design of reactors, the safety features of reactors. But what is, in my personal view, the most important lesson is the crucial role of the so-called human factor and the reliability and the role of operators of such utilities as nuclear power plants are, and the attention towards the training, towards the education, towards the responsibility of these people taking care of the safe operation is now much, much better than it was before Chernobyl.